הבאים, welcome in, בוקר אור, we are, oh my god, it's still alive, פה בריין שטיינר ושם,
רונן כוכבי,
and this is the part where you find out that רונן כוכבי is just a little bit cooler than myself, he thought it was lame to start with that track, because it's introducing our two-part special, אומנם חודשיים אחרי, אבל...
כן, זה אפשר להגיד שזה ציון שנתי גם, השנה, לפני 50 שנה.
נכון.
אתה יודע.
נכון, yes, we can do it that way. So 50 years to Woodstock, and we're doing a special two-part Woodstock episode. Do we call these things episodes?
Yeah.
Okay. So a special two-part Woodstock episode. Here's an interesting fact. You know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young did perform a Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
But this is how snobby they are. They were. Not all of them. Stephen Stills, obviously, was considered the best musician in the band, was always also considered kind of a snob.
Mm-hmm.
And Neil Young also could be a little bit snobby. He refused to be filmed at Woodstock.
Mm.
So his name was taken off the credits, and in the official film and stuff, he's not in it. He was like, the filming is taking away from the music and the experience of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So he refused to be filmed. Later on, some footage of him is there that he slipped into one of his own archives and stuff like that. And there's one track that they played at Woodstock that Stephen Stills refused to let them put into the soundtrack of Woodstock and recorded instead a month later. It was Neil Young's Sea of Madness.
Voilà.
He thought it came out so bad at Woodstock, he recorded it a month later. They did it a month later at the Fillmore East. And that's what you hear on the initial Woodstock release is something they did a month after.
זה מטורף, ממש.
לגמרי.
מה זה אומר על הבן אדם? או שהוא היה צעיר ומלא בעצמו, או שהוא פשוט היה מלא בעצמו ועדיין.
סטיבן סטילס.
כן.
כן, הוא היה קצת מלא בעצמו, אבל גם פרפקשניסט כאלה. גם ניל יונג, we know, is a perfectionist. And גם סטיבן סטילס is a pretty...
לא יודע אם ניל יונג הוא פרפקשניסט.
He was young too. He didn't want something out there that people would be like, he sucks. And it wasn't like he was already established. It doesn't matter.
ברור.
That's a little shitty. He was young and coming. Although he was in plenty of bands before that and was known as a very, very good musician. Anyway, so there's a little bit on Woodstock and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. We'll bring you little tidbits throughout our two-part special. We'll play games and we'll play live music because that's what we do.
יאללה, בוא נשמע שיר, לא?
So this next artist is somebody that you don't know but that did play at Woodstock. Her name is Melanie. And this is actually a track. It's just a track that has always really moved me. It was written after Woodstock. It's about her experience at Woodstock, and it's called Lay Down or Candles in the Rain, which is a nice image, candles in the rain, which is I guess how she kind of experienced from the stage the rain and Woodstock and all of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice image. So this is Melanie.
שבר כפני זה להזכיר שבאמת אנחנו לא משמיעים מוזיקה מהוודסטוק כמו שחלק בטח כבר הבינו.
כן.
ומשמיעים מוזיקת לייב של אומנים שהיו בוודסטוק.
נכון, נכון. כל אומנים היו בוודסטוק ונדבר על וודסטוק ונשחק משחקים על וודסטוק.
יאללה, let's rock.
ונרקוד כמו שאנחנו בירו בוודסטוק.
Lay down, Late on down you let your white bird smile up at the ones who stand in front. You gotta lay down, lay down. Late on down you let your white bird smile up at the ones who stand in front. We were so close, there was no room. We bled inside each other's wounds. We all had caught the same disease, and we all sang the songs of peace. Some came to sing, some came to pray, some came to keep the dark away. Little sisters of the sun lit candles in the rain, fed the world on oats and raisins, candles in the rain. And then they lit the fire to the soul who never knew he had a friend. Ah, Mayor Baba lives again. Candles in the rain. To be there was to remember, so I'm gonna lay it down again. Ah, I was there and I remember. I'm gonna lay it down again. I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna lay it down. I'm gonna lay it down again. I think that men can live as brothers. Candles in the rain. You gotta lay down, lay down, lay on down. Let your white bird smile up at the ones who stand and frown. Oh, lay down, lay down, lay on down. Let your white bird smile up at the ones who stand and frown. Oh, lay down.
Well, that's Melanie, Candles in the Rain. I hope you enjoyed it. Once again, obviously a live performance, excuse me. Okay, we've come to the part of the show where we talk about current events. Since we are doing a throwback to Woodstock, I have a throwback current event from 1969, September 1969. You know what happened with the Beatles in September 1969?
שהם הופיעו על הגג של...
לא, John Lennon called them in for a meeting and said he wants to quit and break up the band.
Ah, okay.
That was September 1969, just a short time ago, 50 years ago. John Lennon, they had a meeting. George Harrison was not there. Paul McCartney mentioned something about maybe doing something in the future, and John Lennon said, I want a divorce like I got from my first wife. And that was the end, the official... beginning of the end of the Beatles right there in that meeting, September 1969.
והאריסון בכלל לא היה בתמונה, אתה אומר.
מה?
אריסון לא היה בתמונה.
לא יודע, הוא פשוט לא היה בפגישה, אני לא יודע למה, לא כתבו לנו. I have a fact about that though later on. We'll discuss that when we get to our game segment. But that's my current event. Of course, a lot happened in the summer of 1969. Mm-hmm. I was born. I was alive during Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
My parents were not hippies. I was not there.
יש לך חולצה של היפים.
And I brought, yes, and I brought my tie-dye, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course, I brought my tie-dye. We'll hear a little bit about...
Is this a Grateful
Dead? Yes, it's a Grateful Dead tie-dye. I got it as a gift. It's an awesome, awesome shirt. I really dig it. You can, it's got a steal your face. That emblem is called right in the middle, the little skull with the lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, in Grateful Dead vernacular, it's called a steal your face. And there's a song where a line in the song is "Steal your face right off your head," and it comes from there.
Wow, psychedelic.
So it's a little Grateful Dead lore. That's my current event. You got anything from 1969? What happened to you in 1969?
לא יודע, אני בכלל לא הייתי בכיוון.
כן, בכיוון.
אבל שמע, זה שנה חשובה, אתה יודע, בהמון דברים, לרוק אנד רול. גם 68, אבל כן, גם 70, אתה יודע, כל התקופה הזאת של סוף שנות ה-60.
כן, סוף ה-60 היו שנים חזקים מאוד, לגמרי.
המוזיקה השתנתה מאוד, שם זה היה נקודת breaking point כזה, ופתאום...
And the hippies are the only people still, until today in history, that managed to stop a war from voices of people.
כן, כן, לא רק ההיפים כולם היו נראה לי...
כן, well, it was started really with the hippies, burning draft cards, refusing the army, that was like the wake-up call. And then, excuse me, of course, Kent State happened, where Nixon, the guards shot a bunch of school kids.
כן, כן, נכון.
And that was a big turning point.
Ohio.
Also, like, where did we come to? All of a sudden, people were asking, what do we do? And, but David Crosby, actually, I saw some nice interviews with him, where he says... We were right about everything except the drugs. You know, he's like, that totally fucked us up. Like, if it wasn't for the drugs, we could have been a fucking real powerhouse. But now we're all just old and tired, you know? Okay. All right, so speaking about drugs, it's a good segue into the next song, which is an Arlo Guthrie tune, also performed at, of course, we all know his father, Woody Guthrie, the one of the idols of Bob Dylan. Mm-hmm. Bob Dylan also takes a part in the story of Woodstock and why it happened in Woodstock, even though he wasn't at Woodstock. This is a track about trucks.
הוא גם מאוד קרוב לשם.
הוא היה גר שם. It was like, that's why, that's, one theory is that's why it was there. Bob Dylan at the time was a recluse who was after his accident. He was hanging out in Woodstock. He was considered the voice of the generation. Everybody wanted to hear from him. He wasn't coming out and playing. So they brought a fucking festival to him and he still didn't come.
כן, הוא נסע ל-Isle of Wight באנגליה.
But the band he jammed with, the band, they came. They came to Woodstock, but Bob Dylan...
הם הצטרפו אליו אחר כך ל-Isle of Wight. הם עשו תופעה ונסעו, הוא כבר היה שם לפני, הוא נסע לאנגליה לפסטיבל גדול מאוד גם.
נפנף אותם לגמרי. נפנף אותם לגמרי.
גם הסטונס, אתה יודע, גם...
Can.
Beatles, can.
Nobody could have predicted Woodstock.
Can.
It was scheduled for like 40,000 people or something, and 500,000 people came. It was fucking crazy. Okay, we'll get to all of those nice fun facts later on. But this is Arlo Guthrie, and what I particularly like about Arlo Guthrie is his introductions to his songs. Old folk singers always loved introducing their tunes. This is no exception. He's introducing a song about coming into Los Angeles. It's a very famous song, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags, if you please, Mr. Customs Man. So, like, you know, drug smuggling song.
Good job.
And he introduces it very nicely. And then, right before he sings, someone in the background says to him, get a little farther away from your microphone. So it's a great, great intro. So enjoy it and enjoy the track. Coming into Los Angeles.
I wrote this song years ago when I was... Actually, I was over here in Europe. I came back to the United States. And I remember about that time, well, in the last 5 years in the United States, you know, there's a new law that says that anybody that wants to know what the government knows about them, they can write in to the government, and then they'll have to send you all the information that they have on you. So I thought I'd write into my government to see if they had any information on me. And I wrote them a lot of letters. And I got something back from the FBI. Just one little piece of paper. And I felt sad about it. Because I thought that I had done more than that. I also got a letter back from the CIA. They had a little book that they sent to agents all over the world. And I opened up the book, and there in the book was one of my songs printed right there. And so I'd like to sing the song tonight, because I know there may be an agent out there in the audience who might like to hear a familiar song. I know you can't get up and go like that, you know. It's hard to be an agent. It's harder. It used to be harder 10 years ago. Now it's easy. Now anybody can be an agent. You know, 10 years ago when you wanted to be an agent, you had to start when you was a little baby. And they send you all kind of information. Move back. Okay. Anyway, I like to sing this agent song. Coming in from London, from over the pole, flying in a big airliner, chicken flying everywhere around the plane. Could we ever feel much finer? Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. That's the man with his ticket to Mexico. Touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. A woman walking on the moving floor, tripping on the escalator. Has a man in the line and she's blowing his mind, thinking that he's already made up. Coming into Los Angeles, bringing in a couple of keys. Don't touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man. Touch my bags if you please, Mr. Customs Man.
Arlo the Guthrie. So I love it when a song's introduction is as long as the song itself. That's awesome. And you have a correction. You think the stand back had to do with an audience.
נראה לי שזה היה, כן. זה נשמע כמו טכנאי שאומר לו, בעצם שולח לו את הקול של הטכנאי לתוך המוניטור שלו, וזה לא נשמע בחוץ, וזה נכנס לו לתוך המיקרופון. הוא מבקש ממנו להתרחק קצת, כנראה זה, אתה יודע,
יעני מהקהל, לא מהמיקרופון.
לא, 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 מהמיקרופון.
אה, כן, מהמיקרופון.
כן, אבל זה, נראה שזה הטכנאי, הסאונדמן.
כן, like through the zen, and it just picked it up.
כן.
Okay, so yes, that's the son of Woody Guthrie.
נשמע ענק.
Ken, Ken, who's Sababa. He's got, you know, like I said, one day we'll do Alice's Restaurant. That's Thanksgiving time. So November,
okay.
We'll do Alice's Restaurant. That's a great story song. One of the quintessential story songs of a generation about a guy that can't join the army because he was once arrested for littering.
littering.
that's the story of Alice's Restaurant Massacre.
נורא מתאים לאמריקה.
לגמרי, לגמרי. It's a very funny American song. Okay, so we've come to the part of the show where we try and come up with a picture for our...
שכחתי בכלל שעדיין לא...
עדיין אין לנו תמונה. Maybe we can have Woodstock pictures. Oh my God, it's still alive. The music, something about music being still alive.
כן.
You know, live music still being alive, like someone playing a guitar and, you know, oh my God, the music's still alive, but the guy is dead, some shit like that. I don't know. What do you think? Where are we going with this?
מעניין. מעניין. הרעיון מעניין. צריך לחשוב איך אפשר לתרגם את זה לתמונה.
Right.
טכנית, כאילו.
כן. How do you show music in the...
כן, בדיוק.
You know how they show music with the powerful speakers, with the guy sitting in front of the powerful speakers and his hair going back and... kind of sitting backwards and being freaked out. So maybe something like that, a dead guy, but like he's got a guitar in his hand and an amp there, and the guy standing in front of him has like his hair all back, and he's saying, oh my God, it's still מעניין. Alive. Or like Frankenstein playing the guitar, for example.
מעניין מאוד. אפשר לעשות את זה. צריך, something like that. צריך לעזרה מחברים. אבל,
yeah. We always need a lot of help.
נכון.
That's pretty much who we are.
שזה כאילו גם כזה... קשור קצת לוודסטוק, אם אתה מבין מה אני מתכוון.
כן, but maybe it doesn't have to be. Maybe it should be like Frankenstein. Maybe it should be like a band of dead, of like dead iconic figures. A mummy, Frankenstein, Cleopatra, who the hell knows, you know, like a band of dead people. And and an audience being like, oh my god, it's still alive. So,
הלהקה מתה על הבמה והמוזיקה יוצאת מהרמקול.
משהו כזה.
כן, יכול להיות.
Maybe not. So give me an idea.
לא יודע, אני כאילו עדיין אתה יודע, בקומי ומה שאז עשינו, דיברנו על החיות.
כן, אבל אמרנו, אתה אמרת בעצמך שאתה לא רוצה חיות.
כן, כן.
שננסה לעשות את זה בלי משהו, איזה
נכון.
חיה מתה על הכביש. כי זה הכי obvious כזה.
נכון, נכון.
So that's why we're going into all of these random...
אנחנו צריך עוד לחשוב על זה, אני חושב.
עוד לחשוב.
כן.
Another thing we have to think about is in 2 weeks' time, כן. You're going to have a patiach for the show.
כן, כן.
And some music to carry us through.
נכון, נכון.
נכון? You thinking כבר, about that yet?
כן, זה כבר בפרוסס. אני חושב really? שאפילו יש לי משהו להשמיע לך אחר כך.
Really?
כן, כן.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we are, oh my God, it's still alive. We are on Radio Hakatse. We love to be here. It is Saturday morning, and we hope you are enjoying everything you are doing, especially the shower part, because please, you went out last night, Saturday morning, take a fucking shower, don't be lazy. So we're going to go to, we talked about the band, living mm-hmm. in Woodstock, mm-hmm. hanging out with Bob Dylan.
The band, the band.
The band, the band.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the band named the band.
Mm-hmm.
The Quintessentials. That's a nice name for a band, the Quintessentials, actually. Anyway, so this is a track of the band. This is the band. They were at Woodstock, as we discussed, even though Bob Dylan wasn't. So here we have a little track we like to call Up on Cripple Creek.
She bends me, I don't have to speak. She defends me, a drunkard's dream. If I ever did see one. A good luck had you stung me, so to the racetrack I did go. I bet on one horse to win, yes, and bet on another to show. She defends me a drunkard's dream if I ever did see one.
the band, not just any band, the band. טוב, הגענו לחלק של התוכנית, where we pick a topic out of a hat, today a box, and we talk about that topic. Today the challenge, of course, will be to connect it somehow to Woodstock.
נראה לי שזה לא יקרה.
Let's see what happens.
בוא נראה.
Yes, we're in the middle of a two-part Woodstock episode. Nice one! I pulled Brexit. Just like Woodstock. A bunch of anti-hippies trying to take down the little people.
הנה, מציטה את הכל. זה ממש שהתחבר טוב.
לגמרי.
גדול.
People that have a business interest trying to fuck the little man.
גדול.
That's kind of Brexit in a nutshell right there. Using fear tactics. Not that I really care.
כן, האמת שלי, כאילו לי יש איזה קשר לזה, כי אני, זה מקום שאני מאוד אוהב, אני די מעודכן מה שקורה שם וזה, וזה לא משנה, זה לא מעניין, כי זה כל כך לא ברור,
כן, you're like half British yourself.
ולא משתנה, ולא, כרגע לפחות, הכל עומד במקום, ונראה שיש כאוס שהולך להישאר כאוס, עד שזה יקרה. אבל כן, מי שלא יודע, ברקסיט זה היציאה של בריטניה.
If you don't know that, go back to sleep.
כן, וזהו, אני מקווה שזה לא יקרה, אבל זה כנראה יקרה.
כן, אתה מקווה שזה לא יקרה?
כן, נראה לי שאתה יודע, בדיוק כמו שאמרת, אתה יודע, עצם ההחלטה הזאת, שדרך אגב, היא על חודו של, במרכאות, חודו של קול, זה כאילו היה 48% שהיו נגד, ו-52% שהיו בעד.
כן, it was very close.
אז כאילו, זה בעצם די כאילו, זה בעצם אומרים שזה, הסיבה שבכלל זה...
כן, they had to do like a שני שליש or something like that. You need 67% to leave.
לא, זה היה משאל עם.
I understand, but I'm saying they had to do like they do sometimes in parliaments and Knesset. Certain things need more than just 50%.
נכון, כן, נכון, נכון.
ההחלטות חשובות, כמו לצאת מ...
לא, ההחלטה עצמה לצאת היא, זהו, היא נסגרה. עכשיו השאלה היא איך יוצאים באמת.
כן.
אבל נכון, שזה באמת איזושהי נטייה עולמית עכשיו, קצת ללכת ימינה, מבחינת דעות פוליטיות, וזה גם קרה שם.
כן.
היציאה היא בעצם איזושהי מראה לגבי המצב של הבריטים שבעצם
קצת
נמאס להם מזרים.
עכשיו.
כן, נמאס להם קצת מזרים. והם
מפחדים.
בעצם רוצים לסגור את הגבולות, ואתה יודע, אז כן, באמת, זה קרה באיטליה, אז...
כן, כן, everybody's afraid.
כן.
Yes.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, I just had over the summer a trip into Europe, and... Yeah, there's a certain kind of Roma of phobia.
Remet?
Ken. Just in Europe in general right now, mostly Islamophobia. They're afraid of the Muslims.
Ken.
And it spills over into being afraid of everything. Mm. That's no, you can't just be afraid of one thing and think it's going to stop there.
נכון.
That's not the way fear works.
נכון.
So the fear grows, and now they think they can save themselves by being a little bit more separate. We'll see. I mean, they were pretty separate anyway. They were the only country that just kept their own money.
נכון.
You know, they still had a lot of their own shit.
גם, אם אני לא טועה, אולי שוודיה או נורווגיה גם יש להם עדיין את המטבע שלהם, אבל כן, נכון, הם היו, והם היו סך הכל מנותקים גם פיזית, כי הם היו אי, אז אי אפשר להיכנס שם באמת בלי דרכון, אי אפשר לעבור את הגבול בלי...
כן.
זה כאילו
you can't just walk into London and be like, woohoo, we made it.
כן, ברכבת, אבל עדיין אתה עובר דרך איזשהו...
I remember actually when I was a kid, I took a train from Europe and I got to Belgium to go to England and exactly the train went on strike.
באמת?
Yes, they were and I fucking sat in Oostend, Belgium on the border for like a whole night to like 5 a.m. waiting for the strike to end so I could get back on the fucking train, me and my buddy. Yes.
כן, גם שם יש ויטות. גם שם יש ויטות, חברים, לא רק פה.
כן. You gotta love a good strike. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna play, because we talked about Bob Dylan and how Woodstock was so connected to Bob Dylan who didn't show up, we're gonna play two Bob Dylan cover songs by two artists that were both at Woodstock. So this is Richie Havens doing Just Like a Woman.
הוא פתח את הווודסטוק, נכון? אם אני לא טועה.
Wait, I have the order right here.
Okay.
Hold on, everybody. Just chill out a second. I have the order of the... Yes, הוא פתח את
הווודסטוק.
Right before... Sami Sachidananda gave the blessing of Woodstock,
ah, okay.
which is a very famous blessing also. Yes, Richie Havens, Patak Wood. I wonder how many people were there when he opened. Can you imagine he started with like 10 people and then like five bands later there was 400,000?
Shani, אני מכיר את הווידאו, היו די הרבה אנשים.
כן, היו הרבה, בטח.
כן.
לא, הם אכלו אותה שם. They like made a festival for like 40,000 people and 500. Can you imagine?
כן, טוב.
What would happen in this day and age if you like told the police, I'm expecting 40, 50,000, you get the license for 50,000, and there's 500,000 people at your door.
סגורים לך על זה במקום. האמת שאני לא מבין איך לא סגרו להם את הפסטיבל.
Because it was also on a private farm.
כן.
Yeah, Maxi Asger's farm.
כן, עדיין, יש חוקים.
There's a book about it also, like, like a kid's book. About like this guy Yasger said yes, something like that, that his family publishes and puts out. I know because we used to do the Woodstock Festival every year in Jerusalem, and she used to come every year with her book, and yeah, it was very cool. So this is, we're starting with, like I said, Just Like a Woman by Richie Havens with an introduction. This is Richie Havens. I don't know why, but I kind of like it, that sometimes.
I'm happy to present a mainstay on the folk scene and a really, really wonderful human being, Mr. Richie Havens. Nobody feels any pain. Tonight, as I stand inside the rain, everybody knows the baby's got new clothes. Lately, I see ribbons and her bows, and the problems as they fall from her curls. She takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman. And she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. Our Queen Mary, she's my friend. I believe I'll go see her again. Nobody's got to guess that baby can't be blessed till she finds out that she's like all the rest, with her fog, her vitamins and her pearls. She takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman, and she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl. It rained from the first, and I was dying there of thirst, so I came in here. Been a long time, curse hurts, but what's worse, oh Lord, is this pain in here. I can't stay in here, ain't it clear,
that I, oh, I can't fit. I believe it's time for us to quit. And when we meet again, introduced as friends, please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry. And it was your world. I think, just like a woman, and you make love just like a woman, and you wake just like a woman, but you break just like a girl. You break just like a little girl. You break just like
You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Okay. Richie Havens and Joan Baez doing some Dylan. A big Richie Havens fan, are you, Ronan?
I'm a chicken.
Can. Lamelo.
Can.
So we've come to the chelek of our show where we make a little bit of dough.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do it. We got to do it. We got to live. Got children. Got mouths to feed. So I got a very nice sponsor today, Kashur to Woodstock.
Mm.
You have be, dude, I search, I work.
Yeah, אתה עובד, מה זה קשה?
נכון? נכון? Somebody needs to here in this life. Sorry that it's me. So you have a daughter.
כן.
She takes baths. She loves the bubble bath, am I right?
כן, אתה יודע.
When she doesn't want to take a bath, do you say, I'll make you a bubble bath?
שהייתה יותר קטנה, היום כבר פחות אמבטיות, יותר מקלחות.
She's already into the מקלחות?
מזמן. האמת שזה עניין טכני בבית כזה, אין לנו מקום ממש בזה, אז הכל כזה צריך להיות, אתה יודע, אין לנו משהו מפנק פה.
We're still more of a bath time family, and I got to always pull them with the bubble bath, so this is, it looks like a normal bubble bath, but your kids get out and they're tie-dyed, their bodies. You said you liked my shirt, right? My lovely tie-dye Woodstock shirt. This, your kids get in, they come out, they're tie-dyed. That's it. Their bodies are tie-dyed. They just go out of the house. You know, it's like they're dressed. They come out in a tie-dye. I just send them to school and like without a shirt on, and they're, you know, it looks like they're wearing a tie-dye because they're tie-dyed. So you tie-dye your children.
ענק, זה אחלה דבר.
כן, so you could get it now, tiedyemychild.com.
איך זה בא? זה אבקה כזאת שיש במים?
It looks like, right, it's like, no, it's like soap. Bubbles, you know, little bottles of soap. You put them in, it makes bubbles in the tub. Kids get all excited. It looks, you know, a little colorful. They don't know what hit them. They come out and they go, oh my God. And you say, it's lovely. It's beautiful. Now you are exactly what you're supposed to be. You're my hippie tie-dye child.
נשמע מגניב. כן, האמת ש...
See, yeah, that's how excited you are.
לצערי אין לי, אין לנו פה אמבטיה ל...
Right, maybe we'll have to get one that you can put into the shower. How do you like unhook the little water thing and you pour it right into the water thing, the hose, and then you reattach the...
Totally.
I'll have tie-dye hair. That was a thing once, coloring your hair. Is it still a thing, hair coloring your hair? Like funky colors?
כן, אתה יודע, היום כזה יש... כן, יש, ראיתי הרבה. כן? יש.
Like purples and golds and...
זה דווקא מאוד הולך היום, הצבעים האלה. אני חושב עם כל הצבעים החזקים, העזים האלה.
Weirdos. Don't you know it's bad for your hair? So that's our sponsor for today. So please, tiedyemychild.com. Go get your packet now. Surprise your kids. Have fun with them. Let them be tie-dyed for a little while. Machpat lecha. Be a little bit of a hippie. It's good for the soul. As I said previously, this is a two-part Woodstock special we're in the middle of right now. We're coming to the end of part one. We are, oh my God, it's still alive. We are on campus, I could say, on radio, I could say. I've covered all of my bases now.
Mm-hmm.
And now you could give us, please, the Tachazit Yamit. And okay. I have nothing to look at. I need a new Ronan. We need to take care of the space. Right, that one's okay. I mean, you know.
Okay, they're going to wear McCartney, as it's a death.
Right, but he doesn't have the vagina mouth in that one. Linda McCartney's looking cool.
Okay.
But I, you know, I'm married. I can't, like, look at a woman seriously and be like, oh, okay, she's a woman. It doesn't do it. That woman has, like, a marijuana leaf on her boob.
זה לגמרי, מהתקופה, זה ברור שזה מהתקופה של, אתה יודע, נראה לי שזה בטח 70... אולי אפילו לפני 69, 70, 70 וקצת.
This is the question, is it before or after Paul McCartney died?
Good question, man.
All right, give us תחזית. I will look at this picture of Paul and Linda McCartney.
יש רוחות, אבל הים יחסית נמוך. עדיין, המים קצת התקררו.
We're getting on to winter, that means.
זה מתחיל להרגיש קצת ככה.
כן.
זה נראה לזה ממש, ממש הימים, שבועות האחרונים שלה, שאפשר עוד ממש לבוא לים בכיף.
וואלה.
זה אז כאילו שווה לנצל את זה. כמובן שהם מדוזות, אין כרישים, as far as I know.
And the כרישים ate the מדוזות and then left, so now the ים is totally נקי.
כן, כן, גם אין דגים בים.
אין דגים.
אין הרבה דגים.
What killed them?
אנחנו. זה לא מצחיק. זה לא מצחיק.
Now we could swim. Hey, dude, come on, you don't want fish in the water where you're swimming. I mean, what the hell is that?
אתה צודק, אנחנו צריכים למצוא ספונסר שיכול אולי לעזור בנושא הזה.
יפה.
נחשוב על זה.
כן, אני אמצא מישהו. אנחנו נחפש באינטרנט בשביל הספונסר, נכון?
זהו, אז סך הכל כאילו פחות לגולשים, יותר לנופשים, החול סבבה, די נקי.
Even at the end of the summer, someone's been working hard to keep the חול נקי.
דרך אגב, יש המון אנשים שעובדים קשה לשמור על החול נקי, הם מעטים, אבל כן, יש כאלו.
It's as clean as Linda McCartney's hair.
תבואו. Okay.
All right, so that's a clean head of hair she has right there. So another band that played at Woodstock is The Who.
תשמע, זה הייתה להם הופעה שם רצינית ביותר.
אנחנו הולכים בועטים, we're leaving kicking and screaming today with Won't Get Fooled Again. So we will see you next time on part two of our Woodstock 50-year anniversary special.
Change on